I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, boy. All right, listen, here in a few moments, we're going to speak with Sue Athwal, mother of the 2-year-old Cash. Is it Cash or Cashy? Cash?
Cashy?
I hate it when they do this. I guess I'm not smart enough. My IQ's not high enough to
know.
Never talk again. Never talk again. Never speak again. Okay. Sew your lips shut forever.
All right.
Eat through a tube.
Cash is silent.
Everything about him is irritating.
Oh, I think everything's lovable.
You wait. You're gonna need another 20 years.
Oh my God.
You're gonna need another 20 years to get to the spot where I'm at. I used to find it lovable. You know, what do they say when you fall in love with somebody? The things that were so lovable, yeah, by the end, you want to kill everybody. Yeah. Yeah. What, dude?
It's Cash.
I thought so.
It's Cash.
Shut it. This is exactly what I was speaking about before the song. Exactly.
So
right.
Confident. No one has the confidence. Oh, can we talk to your mom just one time to know what the magic was like as a youth?
Oh my God, the things she must have seen. The horror of to be his mother.
Oh no, like his imagination back in the day had to be just incredible.
Worse than that, the masturbation for the 4 boys in the house.
Oh, she probably didn't see you months at a time.
Nothing but just spackling the ceilings and just the horror of his early...
Everything stuck together.
Then you have these people with amazing children. Like, oh, yeah. My parents definitely did not... It was the 70s,
mm-hmm,
when I was little. And so... They didn't even talk to you about reading or learning shapes or colors or numbers. My parents literally did nothing till kindergarten. Like, I went in fresh.
Well, and that was because someone else did it.
Right.
They shipped you off.
Yeah, once kindergarten. But now parents know that as a kid, you can learn anything super young. And if you're a really a high IQ child, mm-hmm, you can really assimilate, your ability for cognitive thought and picking up on stuff is incredible. I remember watching my godson learn 3 languages. Just growing up, naturally, nobody taught him the languages because he grew up on an island where they spoke 3 languages and each one of your friends said something different.
Mm-hmm.
You just learned.
He's like a sponge.
Yeah. And it can be done. And then you have these really special kids. So Cash, 2 years old, the youngest member ever to be admitted into Mensa. This is her mom.
Our next guest is the mother of 2-year-old Cash Quest, the young lady making headlines as the youngest person to ever join the high IQ society, Mensa, with an IQ that is higher than everyone on this show combined. Please welcome Sue Athwal.
Hey Sue, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Where are you right now? What time is it there? Are you early?
Yes, it is 6:30 here in California.
Oh, you poor girl, you're on the coast. I'm sorry. I apologize for making you get up this
early. Tasha's actually still asleep, so she was not able to join us this morning.
You what? So do you have this super young, beautiful, smart kid, and at what point do you realize, hey, this isn't like other kids? But let me first ask you and preface it. Is she your first child?
She is our first child, yes.
So there was no comparison. You just knew she was special.
No, and that was kind of, I guess, the beauty of it for us as well. And one of the reasons why we actually changed into the direction of wanting to get her assessed, because you know, just like any other parent, you want to make sure you're doing all that you can for your child. And, you know, around, I would say, 12 to 14 months, we started noticing significant memory retention and just high vocabulary for her age, and she was picking up on things quickly. And I myself have a child education background, so for me, I kind of knew this was fairly advanced, where her dad was like, oh, you know, maybe she's just picking up on this, and we didn't really, you know, think of it, you know, aside from our own parent bias, thinking our child is smart.
Because every parent's like, oh my God, I think this is the one that's going to save the world, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not always that way. So you have this child, and most people don't understand the difference. An IQ is not how much you know, it's your ability to learn, correct?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think people think IQ, you just know how to solve, you know, Einstein's equations and Newton's law, and it does not work like that. So yes, she is 2 years old. So the test was age appropriate for terms of what a 2-year-old to a 6-year-old can perform. So when she took the test, she was doing tasks that a 6-year-old should be doing. So she wasn't doing tasks that a 31-year-old should be doing. However, the biggest misconception with IQ is your IQ never changes. So you could be 14 years old, you could be 2 years old, and you take the same test, your IQ is relevantly going to stay the same. So it's just the amount of brain capacity.
Right. And so, but she was learning stuff like her, by the way, the periodic table, I still don't know. And, you know, you think about 50 signs and sign languages, or all the 50 states, or the periodic table, or becoming proficient in Spanish, you know, and especially stuff like deciphering patterns. That always seems to be the big difference between people who tend to get to that higher IQ. They've got a spatial understanding that most people do not have.
Yeah, and I think because, again, I exposed her so early, and we never really forced her. And one of the amazing things is I was just hands-on, and I just sat with her maybe, you know, and did whatever she wanted. If she wanted to learn that day and bring the flashcards to me, we did that. If she wanted to not do that and play dolls, we did that. I think it was just the amount of engagement that started it all and had me notice, because I was, you know, engaging with her to see, okay, like, she's really picking up on this, or she remembered this from yesterday. And, you know, is it the way I'm doing it, or is it just her natural curiosity and ability? So I think with a combination of that, I was able to cater to what she needed. And, you know, she's, again, 2 years old, and here in L.A., the school market for, you know, elementary school is competitive, also with an influx of high population. So it was really trying to figure out, if this is the case, then we need to start looking at our options in terms of what's the best opportunity to cater to her to thrive academically, yet be at a social level where she's able to interact with children.
Can you imagine, just on it, which, by the way, that's all very responsible parenting, none of which I suffered. And so when you think about her, as she gets to be a teenager, dear God and sweet baby Jesus, when she learns to debate and can come from such a place, you are in for it. I mean, like, you really, this is going to be a long run.
Oh, she's already giving us a run for our money. She's a great negotiator. You know, we'll say something, and she'll be like, no, we can just do one. So she already that. Her dad is in law, and he's a Leo. So, you know, I already have my hands full with their personality traits being very much more similar. And so she's definitely already hitting that stage. So I can only imagine what that teenager stage is going to have in store for me.
Yeah, her daughter is the youngest person ever admitted into Mensa, and IQ of 146. Now, to that point, because she knows the, you know, she sign language, the periodic table, these states, and many, many things, she's been able to pick up very quickly. Now, to illustrate what we're talking about, guys, years ago, this radio show got in a lot of trouble with the city of Olathe, because we had mentioned that there was they found dihydrogen monoxide in their water supply, and that it could cause everything from drowning, suffocation, to increased urination, sweating, and puckered fingers. And it was an April Fool's joke about, you know, hundreds of people called 911, hundreds of people went to work without a shower, almost nobody picked up the dihydrogen monoxide, as I'm sure you know, Sue, is simply water. That's the difference. As adults had a meltdown, this is a kid who'd be like, that's just water.
If you tell her something, she's able to. I think that was one of the other things in terms of her receptive skills. We would be able to tell her something and she would kind of process it. And even now, like if we try to joke with her, she'll be like, no, that's not what it is. And she'll correct us. So her processing skills are definitely up there, which has worked on our communication skills. So touching base back on what you had just mentioned, again, IQ is not just
right.
intellectual smarts of book smart. It's the way the brain processes information, it's memory, it's receptive, it's vocabulary, and it's appropriately tested per age.
Forgot to ask, have you and your husband been tested? Have you guys seen where you are IQ-wise?
No, we have not, but of course we
don't
have
do it.
Back and forth joke of who she gets it from.
Don't do it. So. Don't do it.
Yeah, we're not. I think we won't do it. I think it's just more fun to have her, have that, and we just joke back and forth.
Right.
But I can say I do believe Cash does have a higher IQ than T-Bone.
I'll tell you what, it's been really fun to speak with you. And if any time she ends up deciding like it would be fun for her to do interviews or talk to people, and I know she's only two, and to expose her to a bunch of jerk-offs on radio, it wouldn't be the greatest parenting skill. But if she gets older, like she'd like to stop by the show, I would love to talk to her because I think it's fascinating that she's that far along, and I think she'll be amazing in this life.
Thank you so much. And if that time comes, we'll gladly be able to come.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Sue. Hold on. Oh, no. If you're their parents, don't ever get your IQ checked.
Oh, you can't do that.
Because there's a good chance neither's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like passing along blue eyes or something. Like, it may not be in your DNA. By the way, T, that's your deoxyribonucleic acid chain.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes you up.
By the way.
That's what makes you up.
We didn't have Greg pull. She kind of threw that away. Did you hear her at the end when she got, no matter what happens to Cash, she has a higher IQ than T-Bone. That's what she said.
Oh.
I'm sure that's what she said.
I didn't catch that.
She was listening to the conversation. She was listening to the conversation before the thing. I'm sure that's what she said.
Greg, you got to pull that. I didn't catch it.
Yeah, right.
Did you catch it?
Oh, look, no, I didn't catch it.
Right before the end, she goes, no matter what happens with Cash, we'll always know she has a higher IQ than T-Bone. I'm sure that's what she said.
And that was before
I almost want to call Michael to make sure that's what.
And that was before you even said, it's DNA. It's what makes you up. That's awesome.
That meat. We're like made out of meat, water, and DNA and stuff.
I think it's just more
going to happen. You know what I mean? I'm listening, Greg. I'd love to talk to her because I think it's fascinating. I'm just saying, like, it would be fun for her to speak with you. And if any time she ends up.
Hey, I do believe Cash does have a higher IQ than T-Bone.
Oh!
I could have swore that's what she said. It was killing me in the other end.
I've got to. I did not catch it.
Yeah. No, because I know, because I had already told you, let's wrap it up or whatever. I know that's where you were headed trying to get out of it. But I was like, oh, my God, she just took a shot at T on the way out.
How did I not catch that? No. The mother, the smartest kid in the world, knows you're an idiot.
Look at you.
Cash does have a higher IQ than T-Bone.
You didn't tell her to say that.
No, I didn't tell her. She was. I put her on hold. She was listening to the show, but it was so good.
I have got. You've got to call her back and go. You did point it out to us, and that we did catch it.
Yeah,
because it's too good a shot for her not to know that we do know.
Yeah, she's still on a tour for like an hour and a half, so I'll call Michael.
Just call Michael and have him pass it on. Like be in between interviews and be like, hey, just know they did catch it. That's hilarious, and they'll be playing that for the rest of his life.
Cash does have a higher IQ than T-Bone.
Oh my God.
Do you think you or your wife has a higher IQ?
I'd have to say me on that because I could go.
I knew he wasn't going to say her.
Of course not.
Even if she does have an IQ, he wasn't going to say her.
Not going to let her have that.
Not going to let a woman, some split tail, be smarter than me.
Yes, it does.
Of course it does. Have you ever met a girl smarter than you?
There's been a couple here.
Where? Really? Where? Who?
Well, I don't. I mean, that's what I've seen them before.
Oh my God, that's so much. That's so wonderful.
Oh, see, there's a difference between you and I. I feel in my heart secretly that all women are smarter than me.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they are. I find myself like paying for lives and doing things I wouldn't normally do. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm over there, you know, doing stuff I don't want to do.
Yeah, she's Jedi'd with your...
And I don't even realize I'm doing it. Mm-mm. And then I realize I'm doing it. I think to myself, how did I get here? Yeah, and then I realize I'm not near as smart as I think I am. But right. I'm not like you. You're real smart.
Well, not where... Okay, you go down... It breaks down to more thing. It's like, okay, you know, you can't say that one gender is smarter than the other. Okay, you break down, everybody's equal, all right? There's people that's dumber. There's some guys...
You don't believe... You don't believe women are equal to men. Shut up. I know you. I know you, T.
In some instances, no, but in some instances, yes, okay?
I believe it, and so I know from where I stand, you do not believe it.
You heard the stuff that on the 50% side that I don't believe that they are. But there's some percentage that are equal in that, and even maybe better in a couple areas, but those are different, you know, far and few in between. But because it's like, as you go that way there, it's like, I know there's a guy smarter than me, so... Hence, there would be some females smarter than me, since we're all, you know, equal, you know, between male and females.
I like the way you threw hence in there. It makes you seem so much smarter.
That is a proper word to use there.
Yeah, you're good at that. You've got a vocabulary that's outstanding.
Thank you.
Yeah. As you know, we're going to continue on this broadcast and wait for the next wonderful piece of verbiage from our dear friend D. Keith Jordan to straighten us out.
But I can say I do believe Cash does have a higher IQ than Tebow.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.